Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. You know that feeling when you're completely swamped, juggling a million things at once, and just overwhelmed? Yeah, I feel you. We live in a world that constantly bombards us with demands, work emails, social media feeds, the never-ending news cycle. It can be exhausting trying to keep up, let alone stay grounded and centered. But what if I told you there's a powerful philosophy that can actually help you navigate all this chaos? It's called Stoicism, and believe me, it's not about being emotionless robots. Stoicism is more about understanding and managing our reactions to the world around us. It's about cultivating inner peace and resilience, even when life throws curveballs your way. And trust me, that's something we could all use a little bit of right now. So today, we're diving into the art of self-care through the lens of Stoicism, because taking care of yourself isn't just about bubble baths and face masks. Although those are great, it's about building a strong foundation for your mental and emotional well-being. Ready to learn how to build that unshakable inner strength? Let's dive in. First, remember this. Self-care isn't selfish. It's essential. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put the last drop of fuel into your car and expect it to keep running. You need to recharge, refuel, and maintain your mental well-being just as much as any physical part of yourself. So let's start with a few key Stoic practices that can really make a difference in your self-care routine. 1. Mindfulness meditation. This isn't about emptying your mind. It's about paying attention to the present moment, without judgment. Notice your thoughts, your feelings, and your surroundings. Just like a muscle, the more you practice mindfulness, the stronger your ability to stay grounded in the present becomes. 2. Journaling. Ever feel like those swirling thoughts in your head are just keeping you up at night? Stoicism encourages journaling to process emotions and gain clarity. Write down your worries, your triumphs, your frustrations. Get it all out on paper. It's amazing how much lighter you feel after doing a good brain dump. 3. Negative visualization. Now, before you run for the hills, hear me out. Negative visualization isn't about dwelling on doom and gloom. It's about mentally preparing yourself for potential challenges. Think of it like this. If you anticipate the possibility of things going wrong, you're less likely to be thrown off balance when they actually do. 4. Gratitude practice. Focus on the good things in your life, big and small. Every day, take a moment to appreciate something you're grateful for. It could be a warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, or even just a beautiful sunset. This simple practice can shift your perspective and boost your overall well-being. 5. Living in accordance with nature. Stoicism emphasizes connecting with the natural world. Take a walk in the park, listen to the birds singing, feel the sun on your skin. Nature has a way of calming our minds and reminding us of what truly matters. Let me tell you about a time this really hit home for me. I was neck deep in work, deadlines looming like hungry monsters, and stress levels were through the roof. I felt that familiar overwhelm creeping in, you know, that I can't handle anything else feeling. Instead of letting myself get swept away, I remembered the Stoic practice of negative visualization. So, I took a few minutes to visualize things going wrong, emails crashing, presentations falling apart, you name it. By acknowledging those possibilities up front, it actually made me feel calmer and more prepared. Then, I went for a walk in my local park. The fresh air, the rustling leaves, the birds chirping. It was like hitting the reset button. I came back feeling refreshed, grounded, and ready to tackle whatever challenges were thrown my way. See, self-care isn't just about indulging yourself. It's about equipping yourself with the tools to navigate life's ups and downs with resilience and grace. And Stoicism offers a powerful framework for doing just that. Remember, you deserve peace, even in the midst of chaos. So, what are you going to do today to cultivate a little more inner peace? Maybe start with 5 minutes of mindfulness meditation or jot down 3 things you're grateful for. Share your thoughts in the comments below. I'd love to hear from you. And don't forget to subscribe and join me tomorrow for another dose of daily detachment. Until then, keep detaching and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.